Today's New Testament reading is the first epistle to the Corinthians, the fifth chapter. It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and of a kind that is not tolerated even among pagans. For a man has his father's wife, and you are arrogant. Ought you not rather to mourn? Let him who has done this be removed from among you. For though absent in body, I am present in spirit, and as if present, I have already pronounced judgment on the one who did such a thing. When you are assembled in the name of the Lord Jesus, and my spirit is present with the power of our Lord Jesus, you are to deliver this man to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, so that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord. Your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Cleanse out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you really are unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the festival, not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote to you in my letter not to associate with sexually immoral people. Not at all meaning the sexually immoral of this world, or the greedy and swindlers or idolaters, since then you would need to go out of the world. But now I am writing to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of brother, if he is guilty of sexual immorality or greed, or is an idolater, reviler, drunkard, or swindler, not even to eat with such a one. For what have I to do with judging outsiders? Is it not those inside the church whom you are to judge? God judges those outside. Purge the evil person from among you. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Adam Kuntz from Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in Lititz, Pennsylvania.
There is a time for everything under the sun, but there comes a time when the right time is past. It is no shame to live at home with your parents at age 3, but some explanation, if nothing else, is required when you live at home with your parents at age 43. There is a right time, a fitting time. Paul says, "When I was a child, I spoke as a child, but now I have put away childish things." So learn to know the time, because now is the day of salvation. Already the Lord Christ has died and risen. Now the message of his cleansing blood and universe-altering resurrection has gone out into the whole world, and every nation, tribe, people, and language are hearing these things. Now is the time of the harvest, the last time, before the reapers come and put their scythes into the ripened grain the Father has prepared. Now is the time of God's rescue. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. The Lord, whose blood protects us from the angel of death, and whose resurrection draws out the sting of sin from us, was lifted up on the holy tree. Already God has died for us. Already he is risen indeed, never to die again. Now is the time God has determined to rescue all nations, to rescue you through his holy servant Jesus. How could we live as if this weren't true? How could we live as if our lives were our own to determine, as if Christ's arms hadn't been stretched on the holy tree for us, as if he had died to no purpose, shedding useless blood, enduring pointless mockery, and leading an aimless, fruitless life? How could we go on living the same way after knowing this love that has made our lives with God possible at all? Never, never let it be said that we disregarded the Lord who bought us. Never, never let it be heard that we go against Christ's will and word because we have better things in mind. Never, never let us trifle with his grace. Never, never let the liberty of the Spirit, the freedom of Christ's new life in us, become license and licentiousness, so many wicked mortgage payments toward a spot in hell. Let us then keep the feast of Christ's unending Easter victory in sincerity and truth. Pursue with an athlete's focus and drive those things that draw you nearer to Christ, those things that draw you deeper into your neighbor's need, those things that make for peace and joy in believing. Set your mind on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Flee anything and everything that holds you back from Christ, knowing that the reign of foolishness and error, of sin and the love of sinning, loses strength by the day as we draw nearer to the complete victory of the risen Jesus at the last day. Live now and ever as children of the day, bearing abundant fruit, and not as children of darkness, devoted to unfruitful works of darkness. Hold fast the unending life of Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen.
We thank Pastor Adam Kuntz from Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in Lititz, Pennsylvania, for today's meditation on God's Word.